The fire, I thought, must have gone out. I was cold. And still I waited. The grey on the world's rim lightened. And then, suddenly, there was an angry shout, and I moved out of the shadow and saw the Danes running toward the flames that were bright and high on the ship I had fired. And so I went to their abandoned fire and took another burning brand and hurled that into a second ship. And the Danes were scrambling onto the burning boat that was 60 paces away, and none saw me. Then a horn sounded again and again, sounding the alarm, and I knew Ubba's men would be coming from their camp at Canticton. And I carried a last piece of fiery wood to the ships, burning my hand as I thrust it under a pile of oars. Then I waded back into the river to hide beneath the shadowed belly of a boat. The horn still sounded. Men were scrambling from the fishermen's hovels, going to save their fleet, and more men were running from their camp to the south. And so Ubba's Danes fell into our trap. They saw their ships burning and went to save them. They streamed from the camp in disorder, many without weapons, intent only on quenching the flames that flickered up the rigging, and threw lurid shadows on the bank. I was hidden, but knew Leofric would be coming, and now it was all timing. Timing and the blessing of the spinners, the blessing of the gods. And the Danes were using their shields to scoop water into the first burning ship. But then another shout sounded, and I knew they had seen Leofric. And he had surely burst past the first line of sentries, slaughtering them as he went, and was now in the marsh. I waded out of the shadow, out from beneath the ship's overhanging hull, and saw Leofric's men coming, saw 30 or 40 Danes running north to meet his charge. But then those Danes saw the new fires in the northernmost ships, and they were assailed by panic, because there was fire behind them and warriors in front of them, and most of the other Danes were still 100 paces away, and I knew that so far the gods were fighting for us. I waded from the water. Leofric's men were coming from the marsh, and the first swords and spears clashed. But Leofric had the advantage of numbers, and Heyhengel's crew overran the handful of Danes, chopping them with axe and sword. And one crewman turned fast, panic in his face when he saw me coming, and I shouted my name, stooped to pick up a Danish shield, and Ador's men were behind us. And I called to them to feed the ship fires while the men of Heyhengel formed a shield wall across the strip of firm land. Then we walked forward, walked toward Ubba's army that was only just realizing that they were being attacked. We marched forward. A woman scrambled from a hovel, screamed when she saw us, and fled up the bank toward the Danes, where a man was roaring at men to form a shield wall. "Ador!" I shouted, knowing we would need his men now, and he brought them to thicken our line, so that we made a solid shield wall across the strip of firm land, and we were 100 strong, and in front of us was the whole Danish army, though it was an army in panicked disorder. And I glanced up at Sinwit, and saw no sign of Odda's men. They would come, I thought. They would surely come. And then Leofric bellowed that we were to touch shields, and the limewood rattled on limewood, and I sheathed serpent breath and drew wasp sting. Shield wall. "It is an awful place," my father had said, and he had fought in 7 shield walls and was killed in the last one. "Never fight Ubba," Ravan had said.